Hallelujah. I know one thing about this. Any room can be sanctified through praise. And any group of men and women can be unified through prayer. But I think there's something else that I want to leave you with tonight, and that is that all of us have a place in the house of God. Nobody should ever be rejected from the place where God is. Listen. You know, when we stop to think about it, Rahab, who hid those who came to spy, was a prostitute. Everybody has a place in the house of God. Moses killed a man. But he's got a place in the house of God. Peter was a brawler. He'd fight in a minute. Peter has a place in the house of God. Whoever you are tonight, I don't care where you've come from. I don't care what color your skin, what name you call God. You've got a place here. And I think that's what we all need to know. In this great land of ours, everybody has a place. And that's why we celebrate. That's why we can be here tonight. Everyone has a place in the house of God. Put your hands together and give God some praise.